Hey, everybody, Matt, Jess and Dave here.
Sorry, Jess, just butting in quickly to let the listeners know that I'm going to be in Sydney this week, coming up the 8th to the 12th of May, and you can get tickets now via mattshieldcomedy.com, then going straight to Brisbane on the 16th to the 19th. So tickets for my show Dryer Dryer in Sydney and Melbourne.
Sorry, Matt, I'll just cut you off there. I just need to tell everyone that our quiz show, our web series, is out right now. Do go on the quiz show. You can see it on Stupid Old Channel for free on YouTube. Type in, do go on the quiz show, and you can see three episodes right now covering topics like Google, Queen Victoria, the Olympics, and we got five more episodes coming up. So like and subscribe, whatever that means.
They are big topics too. And I said Sydney and Melbourne. I meant Sydney and Brisbane. Anyway, let's get on with the show.
I'm still here too.
Oh, hey, Jess.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and Merry Christmas from the Do Go On podcast. My name is Dave and I'm here with Santa Claus himself, Matt Stewart, and our elf friend, Jess Perkins.
When I'm Santa Claus.
Now, let's be honest, I'm the elf.
No, but you're festive boy.
Yeah. I'm number one ranked festive boy on Google.com.
I feel like we've probably led people astray a bit because I'm clearly the most festive of all the boys here.
How so?
I put up my tree today.
Today?
Yeah, and it's
mine's been up for weeks.
Okay, all right. Yeah, cop that, but man. Did you do it today? See, right now I'm more festive than
how
you.
How so? I don't understand how that works.
It's
at
still
all.
Fresh. I mean, the trees are still basically in my hand.
And it's like a few days before Christmas.
Yeah, he's still got pine stuck in his hand. Look, he's bleeding.
Yeah, look
at that.
Why are you bleeding
for Christmas.
I bleed Christmas. I bleed red and green.
That's the first hashtag bleeding for Christmas. Yeah.
Is it a number four?
I fucking love Christmas so hard.
Do you?
I fucking love it.
You love it
it's
hard?
It's my favourite. I feel so good just sitting here being with you guys because it's Christmas.
What about the rest of the year?
Exactly. Christmas. You know what I mean?
No, I'm not sure I do, but I'm liking your enthusiasm.
All right, come on, Christmas. I've told you before, I don't like it as soon as it's done. But when it's coming up, fuck, I love Christmas.
But Boxing Day, you're done.
Yeah, I'm over pretty quickly.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's
But the
nice.
Lead up to it, I get like, you know, it's some sort of a hazy fog that falls over me and I'm just like a Christmas maniac in positive ways.
Good maniac.
Because, I mean, off the top, Christmas maniac sounds like, oh, this isn't good.
Like another
diehard
movie.
There's a Christmas
movie,
maniac,
you know?
Yeah. In town.
Yeah, that's right. You're the Hans Gruber of Christmas.
Yeah, but I'm no Gruber.
Mm-mm.
I'm no Grube.
Yeah, but you're a Gruber and a shaker,
I'm a Gruber and a shaker in a good way.
Do you have a favourite Christmas carol that you like to get jiggy? Oh.
I mean, depending on how you're calling, where you're drawing the line at carol. Mm-hmm. If you're talking about Christmas song, I'd say it'd be between, I'm contradicting myself straight away, but it'd be between a couple, and that'd be the two classic ones, I reckon, How to Make Gravy by Paul Kelly.
And Ironic by Alanis Morissette.
Fairy Tale of New York by The Pogues.
Very good.
And number three, like very close behind that would be Alanis Morissette.
Morissette, Ironic. Yeah. Finally Ironic. My favourite is Wham, Last Christmas.
Oh, that's a good one.
Love that track.
Oh, good one. Yeah, good one.
Love that song. And also Let It Snow is my favourite, like sort of
classic one. Mm. Yeah, that's a good one. Jess Perkins.
My mum always used to put on this, every Christmas morning, she would put on this CD that she had, like a Christmas song
was
CD.
Was it by Patsy Bisco?
No, was it like...
What the fuck is
just
that?
Just thought I'd have a stab.
Just throwing it out, there.
You got
hey,
it.
Hey, there's no wrong answers on Christmas, mate.
You got to throw it out you. There. No, it was like, it was just like a, it was a compilation CD, and she would always play Bing Crosby's White Christmas.
Oh.
So that's
a big one.
Yeah,
controversial.
A little bit controversial. No, it just always reminds me of, you know, waking up on Christmas morning.
I once sat in a, near Christmas time in... a cafe in the Scottish Highlands, and they played the first minute of White Christmas on loop, and I sat and ate lunch for 45 minutes.
No good.
Why? I was going to say, why did it take you to 45 minutes for lunch? But you do eat very slowly.
Yeah, I'm slow.
Tiny esophagus.
Not even Bing is speeding me up, right?
Yeah, can't do it.
Not even Bing. Maybe Google, but not Bing.
I forgot about how to make gravy. That's like my favorite Paul Kelly song, but I never count it as a Christmas song.
Yeah, right.
Because I love it all year round. He's in jail. It's a letter, and he's in jail.
Yeah.
But it's a great song, and if you're not Australian, so you probably don't know that song, you should look it up.
I was listening to a Christmas Spotify mix that I made a year earlier, but I couldn't remember putting this song on that came up. It was by New Kids on the Block. And I don't know, I can't remember what it's called, but it starts, it goes, I should have remembered what it said before I started the sentence, but it's something like, Merry Christmas, everyone, from the New Kids on the Block. It's awful, but it's awesome.
So
really
good.
Awful.
What about Tin Lids? Did you listen to any of the Tin Lids? Last year on radio, we played most of their album.
It's Jimmy Barnes'
Jimmy
Kids.
Barnes' Kids.
Oh, right. I've never heard their song.
They did a Christmas album. It's adorably bad. It's so funny because they were kids.
It was a big hit. I remember that being a big old hit.
So was it genuinely popular?
I think so.
I think it sold.
Yeah. I don't know why. But anyway, pretty great.
So one of my faves.
There you go.
Not.
Oh,
not.
Actually, a couple of years ago, I downloaded all this Christmas music and played it like loudly in the house on Christmas Eve to kind of annoy my family. Just like, I was just being overly enthusiastic.
That's right. That's the Christmas spirit right there.
That's why she's number three on the festive scale.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't. Well, they were just, they're being no fun. I was like, get into the spirit.
I like that. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Get in.
So I was playing all this
get
music.
Get in or fuck off. Christmas spirit.
That's Christmas spirit right
Christmas
there.
Spirit.
The good one, a great one, is Michael Bublé and Shania Twain singing, I think they do White Christmas. Yeah, and it's like, oh, it's, again, so bad it's good. Because she's just doing as many vocal tricks as she can, and it's just them showing off, and it's brilliant. So
Shania
great.
Twain, that sounds like what I'd think Mariah Carey would be all about. You know, she's...
Yeah.
You know, every song she somehow gets that in
she's
there.
She's holding her hand up and down, going...
Yeah.
Which for me is impressive for about 10 seconds, and then you go, wow, this is actually annoying. Awful on my ears.
Sing the word.
Yeah.
Just get that word out, would you please?
But what are you saying? What are you saying?
What's the message here?
So, guys.
Yes.
Have a merry what? Sorry?
This is our second
Christmas special.
Yeah.
Which I'm excited about. I did the last one, which was about the history of Santa Claus. Check it out if you haven't listened to it already.
It's very good.
You pointed at Jess that she was there.
This week's is Jess, and I don't know what it is. I don't think you know what it is either. But no. I was just thinking Christmas specials, TV.
Oh.
Do you have one or whatnot? You know? Like Santa's Little Helper on The Simpsons, that very early episode. Maybe even was that the first episode of The Simpsons?
Yeah, Simpsons roasting on a open fire, I think it's called.
Oh, Dave.
Wow.
I also really enjoy the one where Bart shoplifts.
Yeah, melts the tree.
Yeah, and then at the end...
And the snow melts and... Yeah, it's a heartbreaker.
And that's got one of my all-time favourite...
Ball is in. Yes. Bart. Would you like to play again?
You have selected.
No.
Lee Carvello's putting challenge.
So good.
That's got one of my all-time favourite lines. Marge... Is Lisa at Camp Granada? Let me replace this and say.
Hello, Mara. Yeah, that is a great episode. Well played.
Went to Granada in southern Spain earlier in the year, and that was in my head the whole 4 days I was there, that song.
Do you understand? Capiche? Catfish? Something like that. All right, so this episode is Remembering
like that,
the Simpsons.
Like, no, it's like that, but us. That's what I want. I want like a bit of... I want some pathos in there, so it's funny but sad as well, because you feel bad for Bart in that episode.
Oh, no,
that's what
sad.
I want you to do for this episode,
Jess. I think okay. My favorite Christmas special was Family Ties when they did. This is an old date. You probably weren't born when this was out. It would have been late 80s.
The 1940s.
But I've watched it in the 90s, all right?
Sure.
But it was where Michael J. Fox's character was like the Scrooge character.
Ah.
And he went through that thing about Tom Thumb and Little McDougans and or whatever. And the Ghost of Christmas.
Christmas.
Whatever.
So, Christmas, yeah. Little McDougalson.
Look, I can't remember any of it. You know, the guy, the Harry Dickinson novel.
Charles Dickens?
Yeah.
Harry Dickinson.
Yeah, well, you know,
hey, you were so close with all of those.
I mean, I gave you the right gist.
The Ghost of Christmas.
Christmas.
Jess, do you have a favourite Christmas?
Yeah, I can't. I'm sure I do. I can't think of any off the top of my head. It really put me on the bloody spot. I don't know.
Was it the one where the nanny had the full episode like the cartoon intro? Only the full episode was that cartoon
Very
style.
Exciting.
Did that ever happen?
Yeah.
Did that happen?
Yeah, that happened.
I've never seen that one. Was it Christmas?
It was a Christmas special.
It just sounds a bit like that people were too busy to film one over Christmas so they got someone animated.
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
That feels like that would have cost more, but maybe not.
Or taken more time.
Do you think that they maybe...
90s animation.
But it's not like they looped the...
Wasn't what it is now.
It's not
fact.
Like... But they didn't just loop the theme Christmas song for 24 minutes.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
how she became the nanny.
And they just put snow over the top of it. And the snow slowly filled the screen. And then when the snow filled the screen, that was the end of the episode. Merry Christmas.
Because they were buried to death.
Buried to death. What about Christmas movies? Have you got any movies that you like?
Die Hard.
Obviously.
Oh, I love Die Hard. I actually do watch that on Christmas. There's a Poirot special.
Of course there is.
For Christmas. I enjoy that.
That's good. Love Actually.
That's a good movie.
I'm going to be watching that with my mum on Christmas Eve.
I enjoyed the Muppets Christmas Carol. That was very good.
Yes. That was good. Did that have Michael Caine in it?
Yeah, Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
Hey, Michael Caine. Hello, Christmish. Muppets. I'm Michael Caine.
Michael Caine. Christmish.
Mine was bad, but I think yours might have even been worse.
Dave, you do it.
I'm Michael Caine. I would like to say Merry Christmas.
We did it.
Even Dave's face is great when he does it.
You got to commit to the cane. Am I right?
You got it. You got it. What about... Christmas, you said cane, and now I'm thinking about candy canes. Do you have a favourite Christmas foods?
Oh, turkey.
Yeah, that's what I said the other day. I was like, I think that's the only time of year I eat turkey.
I just love roasts. I love a roast.
Sure.
And this year I've been told that we're having, at my mum's cousin's house, we're having salmon and salad. What the fuck?
I mean, it's summertime. Turkey's not really a summer.
Salmon... can fuck off. Salad, I'm not going to waste my life on that. How many times do you live, Matt? One time.
Well, depending on what you believe.
Always ruining with your bloody religious affiliations.
I'm sorry that's happening to you this Christmas.
My favourite is peas with gravy. It's, you know, it's the roast because I'm usually forgotten about in some way that I don't eat the meat.
Yeah.
So I just get double serving of all the veggies on the side.
You just get double peas.
Double peas. But I fucking love...
Yeah.
I love peas with gravy all over them.
Yep.
And spuds.
Yeah, spuds.
Pumpkin? Oh, man.
Pumpkin. Any of that roast stuff, apart from parsnip. Parsnip can fuck off.
See, I've owned this... Yeah, I'm also...
My dad loves it, but...
I've told too many things to fuck off too early today. I've left myself nowhere to go.
That's absolutely not true.
Jess, fuck off.
No! I've got to do the report!
So, all right, you can stay.
You're in the bin with the salmon.
I only stopped eating meat this year, and my mum is not good at... Like, she can't handle it, because she's always been like a meat and three veg kind of cook.
Yeah, I so she just have four veg.
She doesn't understand. She's always like, oh,
just double the peas.
Is that enough? So I'm very interested to see what Christmas is going to be like. It's going to be interesting.
So you're not going to have turkey?
No.
But you'll have it available?
It'll be there because I come from two very large families, so there's a lot of people
But
around.
Don't you feel like you're a bit of a prick for not having turkey when little Davey Warnocky is up in the country eating salmon and salad?
I'll also be up in the country, mate. And do you want me to just bring you back some turkey?
Yes. Actually, don't feel too bad for me because at my mum's house, you know, my parents' house yesterday, we had a special Christmas lunch because we couldn't have a roast next weekend.
No way.
Yeah.
You're all outraged? Yeah. So you're like, well, it was mainly for, roast now.
It was for me. And then we also had a cheesecake from the cheesecake shop, so I had a great day.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Really stretching Christmas there. Maybe you are the festive boy.
What a Krishmish.
What kind of Krishmish?
What a Krishmish miracle.
Well, should we get on to our Christmas?
Yeah, maybe.
I'd love to get onto the show.
Maybe
feels,
we should.
It almost feels like we've been padding, but we've got no reason to. What are your thoughts about Christmas?
I just got excited.
Books.
What's your second favourite holiday?
Oh, very good question.
Do you have any techniques for getting the Christmas tree down and storing it away?
Punching it in the throat, kicking it in the dick.
Matt's going to throw his out the front door.
Yeah, he wakes up on Christmas.
Boxing Day.
Yeah, Boxing Day, and it just starts boxing the tree.
Do they call it Boxing Day everywhere?
Yeah.
It's a universal
term.
Not
everywhere, but basically, like everywhere that, I think nearly everywhere.
There you go.
Everywhere that would have Christmas.
Has Boxing Day.
Oh, look, I think that's kind of right. Someone's going to email in and tell me if I'm a bloody...
Actually,
butchered it, but
here in the Cook Islands, we call it something else.
Yeah, that might be right. It's certainly not an Australian thing, even though we do have the Boxing Day cricket test match.
Sure.
Which...
That's ours, right?
I mean, it's here.
And what's your favourite
memory? How do you own a cricket match?
What's your first memory?
What's your first memory of the Boxing Day test?
Anyway.
Now, Jess, you did a shout-out on Twitter for people to suggest Christmassy topics.
I did. And actually, yeah, people got in contact with me, which was really lovely and very helpful. Thank you for that. And quite a few people came back with the same suggestion.
Did you decide to go with the popular consensus?
The popular, because I was, and also it was nothing that I, something I hadn't heard of.
Christmas.
Yeah, it was about, have you guys heard of it?
Krishmish.
I mean, I know Krishmish.
Yeah, but
Christmas.
They were spelling it in a weird way on Twitter.
So weird, not Krishmish. In my head, I'm spelling that like... C-R-I-S-H-M-A-S-H. Krishmish.
Krishmish.
No, M-I-S-H, yeah. Krishmish.
Krishmish.
His face is so good. Krishmish.
He's got a good face.
Anyway.
Thanks, guys. Need that.
For podcasting.
Yeah, it's got a face for the podcast.
Got him. He's fugly. No, you're all right, David.
Oh, that was a bit far.
Yeah, sorry, mate.
A bit too close to the bone there.
Yeah. You got really excited.
You really put into words what everyone was thinking, and that's cruel.
You implied it, and I just, yeah. I could have left it, but I didn't.
We were all saying, you know, with our eyes, you and me, on what a fuggo. But you said it with your mouth as well, and that's when I went too far.
Yeah, sorry, Dave.
Sorry, fuggo Warnicky.
He's our little Krishmish boy.
It's a Krishmish miracle.
So,
what day is this?
Oh, today's Christmas Day.
Excuse me, Fuggo boy. What day is this?
Why, sir? It's Christmas Day.
Anyway, so we had a few people tweet in. Somebody suggested do the origins of Santa, which Matt did last year.
That hurts. Jeez, that hurts.
But,
can you tell me who that was so I can send them a sternly written tweet?
I can.
How dare you?
You know what I
It was a very early, I think it was like episode 7 or something.
Ow. I could have just saved time and just asked you to send me that report and I could have just done it again.
It's true.
We should have just done the same report every Christmas.
That'd be great. I wouldn't have noticed.
That'd be really funny.
Would not have noticed.
Yeah, I don't remember most of our reports.
Yeah, we're usually very
high. Do you know what, though? People will sometimes talk to me about topics that we've done, and I'll be like, yeah, we've done that as a topic, and they'll ask me a question, and I'll go, oh, I don't know. Like, I don't remember the information. I thought this podcast was going to make me smarter. And
ask me a question about any topic, Jess, and I'll show you how my mind is like a bear trap.
All right, Jess asked me this earlier in the day, and I remembered it.
Yep.
What is the name of the giant painting opposite the Mona Lisa in the Louvre?
He was also part of that group chat too, so he saw it.
Did you see that?
Which makes it even worse.
You can't remember.
He was like, not about me, not reading it, bored.
Was it the Pioneer by
Frederick McCubbin?
Frederick McCubbin?
Yeah.
Very close.
Very close.
Triptych.
Another very well-known Australian artist, Veronese, with The Wedding at Cana.
Mm. There we go.
None of those words ring a bell.
We were in a message like a few hours ago.
Sorry.
Do you ever read our messages?
Sure.
Okay.
Good answer, Matt. Yeah. Anyway, so people tweeted in.
If they're directly replying to me, then yes. When you guys are chatting amongst yourselves, I could not care less.
When you get on there and there's like 30 missed messages, you're like, oh, I'm not reading all of these. I'll just get the gist in the last one.
Yeah.
Great, guys. So it's all settled. See you tomorrow. I'm like, oh,
oh. Great. All settled.
Don't Perfect. Know what time that is. All right.
Just, I'll just ask tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll send them a message. I'm not scrolling up.
Please repeat. No, Jess, topic, come on.
Yes, sorry. Okay, so last year, obviously, as we mentioned, Matt did the origins of Santa. So my question for you is, who is the opposite of Santa?
Evil Santa.
No.
Michael Caine is Ebenezer Scrooge. Is Hello, it? I'm Michael Caine. It's Ebenezer Scrooge.
What time of year is it, Ebenezer?
It's Christmas Day. Christmas Day, I should say. But I do not respect that holiday. I'm making my people work for free because I'm a bad man. Oh, what's this? Some sort of frog. Kermit. Hello. Hello.
Wow.
Well, well I clearly remember.
I want to see where this goes.
I clearly remember the movie word for word.
Or some kind of frog.
What's this?
Opposite of Santa.
Oh, I don't, what does that mean? There was Satan?
I don't know if this is anything, but I saw a movie pop up on my Netflix recently, and it looked like Evil Santa,
mm-hmm.
and its name was something like Grampsus.
Yes, it was a movie. Well, that's not the name, but it was a movie that was made last year, and it has like Adam Scott and Tony Collette in it, and yeah. It's about Krampus.
Krampus.
Fuck, you were close. It's Krampus, Krampus, so Krampus, because it sounds like a crumpet, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What sounds delicious.
What's a Krampus?
Okay, I hadn't heard of it either, so thank God.
Ask that Michael Caine.
Yeah.
Krampus? I'd never heard of that.
No, you lost it.
I was going to be a lot better than
do you know
that.
Why,
so far,
you
time.
Lost it. Do you know why I didn't get that? Because I didn't say, hello, I'm Michael Caine.
Hello, Michael
Krampus
Caine.
Can go fuck itself.
Oh, there we go. So he's got to say, do you have to say hello, I'm Michael Caine? Can you just say Michael Caine and then get into it, I wonder?
Michael Caine. I am a man.
No, see, you have to say hello.
Hello, I'm Michael Caine, and I am a man.
There we go. He's got to say hello, I'm Michael Caine, though, which is weird, isn't it?
I'd be interested to find out if anyone feels that sounds anything like Michael Caine. Yeah. We are humouring him, right?
I'm going to be amazed if anybody's still listening, because we've chatted for way too long.
Hello, I'm Michael Caine. Jess, please do go on.
Can't wait to hear about Krampus.
So, is Krampus is a thing?
Krampus
is a
but
thing.
But is it just a movie from a year
no,
ago?
No, it's based on this legend, of which
he's
I will tell
real,
you.
He's a bloody legend.
I'll tell you all about.
Well, I've never heard of him.
Okay, neither would I. Well, if I you haven't. Okay, then so.
What about me?
Yeah, what about Matt?
Matt has never heard of him.
Have
either.
You heard of Matt though?
Oh yeah. Big fan.
Big time.
Big fan.
Big time. So this was suggested by, well, particularly three people on Twitter.
The wise men?
The three wise men on Twitter.
Right.
Dane, who's at MGI471_Lee. William Jack, who's at Aussie Boomerang. And Vinegar Based Dreams, who is at VinegarBBQDawg, D-A-W-G.
Oh, that's Dawg. Great. They're all good.
No, that Twitter handle is way too long. You've used up half the characters just replying to them.
Yeah, true. You got to think about
Vinegar
that.
VinegarBBQDawg.
Dawg. Right, so thank you. Thank you to the three wise men.
Thank you.
For
your gifts.
For your gifts.
It's a very similar gift. All suggesting the same thing, but I'll appreciate that.
No, I like
They're
that.
They're all gold.
Oh, God, yeah.
There it is.
Definitely
fuck the frankincense and myrrh. No.
Fuck off. Frankincense and myrrh can fuck off.
Oh, in the bin.
I knew Matt wanted to do it. I could feel it, but he's already told too many things to fuck off.
I think I might have done it before you. Anyway.
Did you say fuck off?
Oh, look, let's let bygones be bygones. And so says all of us. All right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. So, Krampus. Now, historians are a little unsure as to the exact origins of the Krampus figure in folklore, but it's believed that, like Santa, Krampus predates Christianity and stems from Norse and Alpine traditions and like Germanic paganism. So Krampus, whose name is derived from the German word Krampen, meaning claw, is said to be the son of Hel in Norse mythology, H-E-L, and Hel is the ruler of Helheim, which is the realm of the dead, and she's the youngest child of the evil god Loki, Thor's brother.
Right.
And she's usually described as a horrible hag. It's So I just like the word hag.
Hell is a hag.
She's a hag. She's half alive and half dead.
And heaven is a half pipe.
Hell is a hag.
Remember that song? But she's half alive, half dead.
She's half alive, half
Which
dead.
Which half? Top or bottom?
Good call. Her face and body are those of a living woman, but her thighs and legs are those of a corpse, which are all like mottled and, and yuck.
Terrible sex life.
She'd have horrible.
Would you prefer it the other way?
Oh, yeah. Imagine downstairs, I'm ready to go. Upstairs, I'm rotten away.
That's disgusting. Actually, it's all pretty gross, isn't it?
Would you rather look down
and... Just draws a line.
Yeah, I'm not, I mean, like, neither are good, are they? Ugh. Well, I'm not trying to have sex with hell, okay? You bloody pervert. Jesus, Dave.
Well, I wouldn't say no. But would I say yes?
That's the question.
Yes, I would.
All right, cool. Now, Krampus shares a lot of characteristics with other scary demonic creatures in Greek mythology as well. So what does he look like?
Look, I'm imagining, can we just have a guess? I'm imagining like looks like Santa but with black hair.
That's so you're just thinking evil Santa though, aren't you?
Yeah, that's what, isn't that what that is? This guy is evil Santa, like sort of more like a Blackbeard pirate type.
He's like a
I'm picturing a demon.
Matt's more on the money.
Okay.
You're just thinking bad Santa.
Hey, there's no wrong answers at Christmas.
Well, but Matt's his writer.
At Christmas, there's more wrong answers than ever, actually, Dave.
It's one of the weird traditions.
It's kind of beautiful.
Yeah. So one time you can tell a child they're wrong.
Yeah.
Slam down their imagination.
Yeah, slam it down.
Fast. Slam it down and wind it all around.
There we go.
And a jigga-jigga.
Although Krampus appears in many variations, most share...
Oh, so one of those variations with the black beard, okay.
Incorrect.
Okay, damn.
None of them. There's thousands and thousands. Yeah. None of them with
every
the black
combination,
beard.
Well, actually... Every hair colour except black.
He is very hairy.
And
so
black, black hair.
Yes. The common physical characteristics is that he's hairy, it's usually brown or black hair. He's got cloven hooves.
Well, I was imagining
those.
And
horns of a goat.
Oh, no.
You were just thinking like Santa had gone through a midlife crisis and dyed his white hair black to try and look young again
and
for Mrs. Claus.
Wearing like a jail-style jumpsuit, like an orange one. That's what I was imagining. Like he's been imprisoned for years. Do you reckon?
Well, that's not what... I don't think that's what Krampus looks like, but if that's how your imagination would like to take it, that is fine.
Great.
Okay.
But he's actually... So he's hairy.
He's hairy, he's got hooves, and he's got...
Goat horns. Poking out of his Santa hat.
And no, there's no Santa hat.
What? How is this evil Santa at all?
You made up evil Santa.
Oh. Copyright.
Jess asked opposite of Santa, which, yeah, kind of leads you to think evil Santa.
The opposite of Santa is every Santa feature he doesn't have. That also makes sense. No hat, no clothes,
no beard. It's more to do with
no face.
What he does that makes him the opposite of Santa.
He steals the presents.
No, he's... Okay, just let me do the report and then we'll find out.
The reindeer ride him.
He goes up the chimney.
He goes up... He rock climbs out of your chimney. He gives kids milk and biscuits, drops them off and goes up the chimney. Oh, I love you, Krampus. Fuck off.
He steals from kids and gives to elves.
Yeah.
That's right. He doesn't enslave elves like Santa.
He gives him gifts. No, he also has like a long, pointy fork tongue that sticks out of his mouth.
I suppose that's the opposite of Santa's normal tongue.
And he has fangs.
Oh.
Santa doesn't have fangs.
Yeah, so...
Sounds like a real mess, this guy. Yeah, he's got hooves, snake face.
Yep.
Horn head.
He's a big old horn head.
Is any part of him rotting?
I don't think so, no.
His midsection.
So he's fine.
His mid, yeah, just his abs.
His side obliques.
They're rotting away.
Yeah. He doesn't work out. He's got to work on that core.
Yeah, use it or lose it. Yeah. And he's lost it. It's
Come on,
dead.
Krampus.
Come on, Krampus.
What an... Real disappointing. Like,
very disappointing.
Definitely cannot crump with those obliques.
Yeah.
No crumping for Krampus. Yeah. Crumpin' for Krampus, another hashtag.
What accessories, like if Krampus was like a Barbie doll, what accessories do you think he would try?
Trident.
Oh, you think he holds a trident?
Yeah.
Dave?
black Santa hat.
Yeah, black sleigh.
Yeah. He's not Just Santa, but black.
Black reindeers.
Like dressed in black and... No, he's not goth Santa.
Oh, well, the opposite of red is actually green. He's got a green slope. Which is also a pretty festive colour.
That makes sense.
So people think he's nice, and then they see the tongue and they're like, oh, it's a bit off. Put that away. Stop smiling.
But his tongue isn't red, it's green.
He's got a green tongue. Is that right?
He's got a gangrenous green tongue.
His mouth is rotting.
He's addicted to lime zuba-dubas.
Well, who isn't, am I right?
Yeah, that's a good point. It's not the opposite of me on that score.
You're not Santa. Anyway.
Does he have...
Wait, I was introduced as Santa. Up the top.
You were up the top.
Was you taking that back?
Yeah. I didn't do it. I didn't do the intro.
Oh, well, you can't take it back then. Dave, am I still Santa?
You bloody whatever you want to be, Matt.
I want to be Grampsus.
Crumpus.
Crumpus.
Grampsus. Grampsus. What's that Santa's dad? Grampsus. Fuck, he's old.
No, it's Grampsus' dad.
No.
Crumpus.
Grumpus. Crumpus.
So it's Crumpus.
Yes.
Does he have accessories?
Yes, that's what I'm asking.
Oh, just... bangles.
No, the bangles. He has the band with him at all times.
His live backing band for some reason.
He carries chains. They're thought to symbolise the binding of the devil by the Christian church, and he thrashes the chains for dramatic effect.
I love that. I love an evil guy who's doing stuff for dramatic effect.
And he's also sometimes the chains have bells on them.
Oh, that's again, so fucking evil.
Dramatic effect.
But like, he's a guy who's trying to do bad stuff, but he's still thinking about the theatre of it.
Oh, yeah.
He's not just do whatever the bad thing that you're going to tell us about.
Yeah, he sounds like a WWF wrestler coming out. I'm the bad boy here. Chinky, chinky, chinky. Yeah, I'm going to take out the hero. Oh, yeah. Oh, flames are coming out of the top. Oh, I've got some heavy metal music. Check out that tattoo.
And then...
No, yeah, nuke the whales. Fuck him.
He's got Santa in a headlock. He's like, all right, Santa, you ready to go down? This is re-rehearsed.
You're going down for a three count.
Excuse me. Nuke the whale.
He fucking hates him.
Well, Santa's
very pro whale.
Yeah, pro whale. So he's the opposite in every way.
Nuke the whales.
Nuke the whales. Not even for scientific research.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
Nuke the whales in brackets for fun. It's a big tattoo, but he's got big guns, am I right? I'm a bad boy. I ride a chopper. Vroom, 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 vroom. I'm a really bad boy. He just sounds shit. He just... Oh, all right, Crumps. Crumps is... You're trying too hard, mate.
Sounds shit, but the vast majority of what we think about him is the stuff we've made up. All I know for sure is he's got horns and some chains.
I know, but the stuff that I've said about him is fucking crap.
Get back on your bike.
Yeah. Well, he sounds like the guy you go into prison and everyone's like real scared of him, but then really you could just like sort of punch him once and he'd be like, all right, you're the winner now. Yeah.
Is that what they do in prison? You're the winner now?
Yes, I've been to prison many times.
Have you?
Grampsus is always there.
He loves going on tours. He went to The Rock.
Yep.
I've been to Alcatraz. I've been to the old Melbourne jail.
You've done it all, kid.
I've done it all.
You've done it all.
Been to the slammer.
Mate, he's done time.
He's done his
30 minutes in the queue to get into the Alcatraz.
It's fucking outrageous.
Hard time.
I booked my tickets online, still had to line up. Bullshit. Bloody bullshit.
Okay, well, you might like this then.
I reckon I will.
One of the pagan origins... of things that he has with him are the rutin, which are bundles of birch branches. Krampus.
No, I changed my mind. This guy is bad.
Krampus carries with, which he occasionally swats children with.
He hits them on a special occasion.
With a burnt twig.
He hits them. Yeah.
He hits them with just a burnt birch. Twig.
No, he doesn't hit him. He swats
them. Oh, do you say so birch?
Like a fly.
Do you say birch or burnt?
Birch.
Oh, like I thought he'd been roasting marshmallows and got the burnt stick and started hitting
poking kids.
Boy. Fuck off, Graham.
Birch branches.
That classic child name, Graham.
Graham.
He sounds kind of flamboyant. He's got chains, chinka, 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 swat, get away.
Stop it. Well, sometimes those branches are replaced by a whip, so...
Oh, I like it.
It can be a little bit...
I think the whip.
Now I'm just thinking of S&M Santa. He's just fully leathered up.
He's just a leather Santa. Sometimes Krampus appears with a sack or a basket strapped to his back.
It looks like a fucking turtle.
It's not got your mum's washing basket. Yeah. By the way, did you used to do that with the washing basket?
Oh, definitely.
All the time.
How cool is that? Love that.
And like, that would probably be the only way mum could get me to carry the washing basket back to the laundry. It's like, can I wear it as a turtle? She's like, yeah, sure, I guess. I don't care.
No.
And by the way,
no one can dress as Krampus in our house.
I was a teenager when this was happening. It's like, look, mum, I'm a turtle.
I'll put on my back.
What a great kid. Anyway.
So he's got a sack or a basket.
Yeah,
his
that's
back.
Because he, basically the point of Krampus, and I'll talk about it a bit more in a sec anyway, but so you've got like St. Nicholas who rewards the good children, but Krampus is like the opposite. So he's actually kind of a partner of St. Nicholas, but he punishes the bad children. So
he does the dirty work.
Yeah, so he's got this sack or basket with him, and he like takes naughty children off to hell, basically.
Oh, Jesus. That's pretty full on.
It's really full on.
So you're either getting a Nintendo Wii, or you're spending eternity in eternal damnation.
So you maybe stop hitting your sister, eh?
I'm sorry, but you fell short of the good by 1%.
So maybe
you've got to go to hell forever.
Sorry.
But your sister now has two controllers.
So nobody to play with, but
Still. But if the batteries go dead on one, she's straight back up playing tennis in no time.
Yeah.
Playing tennis. So exciting.
For some reason she's playing tennis out in the backyard. They live in quite a big property, but she just likes draining the batteries of the controllers. She's a maniac. Yeah. They got the wrong guy.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So the Feast of St. Nicholas is celebrated in parts of Europe on the 6th of December, and on the night before, December 5th, it's Krampus Night, or Krampus Nacht. I don't speak German, but it's Krampus Night.
Nicht?
Krampus. Oh, yeah, Dave's German, because of all the Nazi stuff.
Krampus Nacht.
You just said that.
I'm Michael Caine, and welcome to Krampus Nacht.
I'm so sorry to anybody who knows how to pronounce that. So on that night, so the 5th of December, the hairy devil appears on the streets. Ooh.
You hairy devil.
You hairy devil.
Here he is. Hey.
So sometimes, this is so good, this sentence is the best. So sometimes, accompanying St. Nicholas and sometimes on his own, Krampus visits homes and businesses.
You've been a bad lawyer. You said he was innocent. He fucking wasn't.
I like the idea of him like door knocking with his own business cards. Like he's sort of trying to get
any work going here.
Yeah.
Or
just visiting local
hiring?
Businesses.
Accountants are definitely going to hell. Am I right?
Yeah. You guys got any bad kids? I'll take them away.
I'll take them. I'll get them off your hands.
Bad kids. I'll take them. I'll give you a mistake. I'll take them away.
Give you a good price.
Free charge.
Take them right off.
Free charge. Look, it's a pleasure for me.
Hey, well, you know. It's a job. But.
Hey, I know this sounds sus, but I know Santa.
Yeah, we work in tandem, so.
Santa's approved this.
Yeah.
He's approved this message.
Put the kids in the van and I'll be on my way.
Yeah.
So unlike the, put the kids in the van, unlike the North American versions of Santa Claus, or sort of like our version as well, and probably the kind of universal common theme now, in these celebrations, so the idea, like I was kind of mentioning before, St. Nicholas concerns himself with the good children, while Krampus is responsible for the bad kids. So
that does seem a bit like a handball.
Yeah, totally.
Want to do the good job.
Yeah.
Well, so St. Nicholas like gives out all the gifts, while Krampus supplies coal and those bundles of branches.
Wait, so he's giving coal or is he taking them away?
Bit of both.
Okay. He's so kind of levels
like,
of...
Well, he's used as well as like a way of making kids behave. So it's like
he's being used. Krampus. Oh no. This is disappointing.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry to disappoint you.
As opposed to Santa, who's not used to make kids behave at all. You've been good, little Jimmy.
Well, maybe we needed a bad guy as well.
Yeah. Some kids need a carrot, some needs a stick. You know what I mean?
No, I don't at all know what you mean.
Bit of birch.
You need a bit of birch in your life.
Some kids. Poke them in the eye.
Some kids need carrot. What do you mean?
Yeah, the carrot or the stick. It's like you either...
Positive reinforcement.
The donkey, right?
Or beat
them? You're trying to lead the donkey along, and you put the carrot out in front of them.
Yeah.
That's the carrot going, look, you get a carrot if you do a good a thing.
Good a thing.
What is that? Broken.
You get the carrot if you do a good a thing.
And the stick is like... Do it, otherwise you get hit, dickhead. So it's like a negative. It's like going fear of the negative or possibility of the positive.
What sort of kid do you think you are?
I was definitely a whatever it takes to please people. Hey, what do you want me to? I'll do whatever you like.
I'll help with the carrots.
Yeah, I'll eat a carrot or get the stick. I'll eat the stick if you like. I don't know. What do you want?
Oh, that's kind of sad and sweet.
Yeah, just a horrible, horribly sad child.
Again, though, I can't imagine you guys as kids. Like, in my head, you've just always looked the way you are, but different heights.
I've done.
Yeah, that's pretty...
Like, I just imagine a really short Matt. I'm like, oh, it's a little Matt.
Yeah, that's it.
Hmm, cool.
That's pretty much me.
Beard is slightly shorter at 5.
Yeah.
Slightly. Mum was slightly longer at 5 somehow.
I trimmed mine at 5.
There you go.
My 5th birthday.
The one time.
Yeah, you gotta.
Oh, you must.
You gotta. You got to treat yourself every now and then.
To a fifth. We kidding ourselves here?
It's a milestone.
What are we talking about again?
I don't know.
Yeah, the carrot.
Punishment or the stick.
It's
punishment or reward.
I'm not really sure even what I'm like now. Probably
I like
reward?
Positive. I like positive.
Yeah.
It's always better, I reckon.
I think so too. David, I think you're a stick kid. I got to bash you.
A bit of both. I do like the reward.
Yeah.
But also... I don't want to go back to jail.
Sure.
Because I've been there too many times.
Sure.
I punched Gramps in the face.
Mm-hmm.
I ruled that place. But now he wants me dead. So I can't go back. If I go back, I'll have to chop a style, get someone to chop my ears off so I can get out of there.
Sure.
Well, luckily, he's this sort of really horribly put together mix of hooves and horn. Like,
you probably can't even hold them.
Like, you just walk down the street, slipping and sliding.
All you need is one of those little cattle, like, tray things that they can't walk, that cows can't walk through. You put that on your driveway. He's fine.
He's just sitting there at the front door going, oh, come on. Oh,
hey, I needed to climb up your chimney, mate.
Also, like, you know, this is in Europe. A lot of cobbled streets. That must be hard on the hooves.
That's probably why he's so pissed off.
Yeah. He's probably quite nice.
He looks at his brother, Santa. I assume they're brothers. Are they brothers?
No, but...
Who is Santa's mum?
I reckon it's the same guy. Santa is just
like an alter ego.
Yeah. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Dude.
Hyde.
Mr. Santa.
You have
Mr.
Santa. Hyde.
Dr. Santa and Mr. Krumpus. No?
Yes.
Okay.
Dr. Santa and Mr. Krumpus. Okay. The Mr. guy's the bad guy.
Yeah, so that's fine in this
case.
And
the doctor is the good guy.
Yes. Congratulations, you've read a book.
I have not read the book.
No, me either. But I've seen...
It's the one where...
Seen League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
Is he in that? Sean Connery?
Sean Connery, I have seen that.
It's a good
it's
movie.
Meant to be awful. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's bad.
Okay.
I think I liked it. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. What do you like?
She turns, doesn't she? No, I've never seen it. As a kid, I thought it looked like it would be good.
As a kid? It's not that old.
Isn't it old?
No, not that
old. It was a 90s movie.
Yeah, it's a 90s movie. So
was that 90s?
Yeah.
Was it? Are we sure?
Pretty sure.
I remember being excited by it.
We can look it up?
Yeah, I want to look it up.
Because he's retired now. He's old, Sean Connery.
Yeah, he hasn't been in a movie for quite a while.
My guess would be...
I'm going to say 98.
I reckon, I actually think, 2000. 2000.
Would you say 98?
That's like,
2000.
Yeah.
That's what, 2007 or
2003. It's not that old.
What's that, 2003?
Dave was 3 years off.
Yeah.
I was 5 years off.
Little baby boy.
I mean.
I quite liked that movie, I think.
Who else is in it?
Stuart Townsend, he plays Dorian Gray. Jason Fleming, who's in, he's in Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels.
Is it a, Is it a comic book?
Shane West is in it. Oh, Richard Roxburgh. Isn't he Australian? No.
Yeah, he is.
Rake. Yeah, I was going to say he's in it. Apparently.
Who's he? Who's Richard?
Don't remember Cleaver him. Green. M. Don't remember him being in it.
Cleaver Green's in the show for some reason.
Anyway,
good break.
So another part of the celebrations, I guess, are Krampus Karten, which is like families traditionally exchanged colourful greeting cards called Krampus Karten since like the 1800s, and they featured sometimes silly, sometimes sinister Krampus.
Wait, what?
How is he silly?
Well, he's a bit bloody wacky.
Oh.
Right, but sometimes he's...
Because I think people kind of like him.
So I was going to ask, is he...
Even though he's stolen some of your kids.
Yeah, but he doesn't.
But they're shit.
They're shit kids. He takes the bad kids.
It's like survival of the fittest.
It'd be kind of nice if like some of the bad kids in my primary school just disappeared over the summer holidays. Do you know what I mean?
I think I do. Yeah. I mean, you said...
I said quite clearly, I kind of wish some of...
The kids
had
died.
I wanted some of them to have been taken, abducted, and died.
They're not dead. They're just in eternal damnation.
I just want them to be in hell.
Forever.
Go to hell, literally, you know?
Yeah, right.
Like that. Anyway, in the early 20th century, Krampus was actually prohibited by the Austrian fascist government, but the tradition was revived again with the fall of the government after World War II.
Dave, what do you have to say about that?
Mm.
Well, I have no ties to Austria whatsoever.
Interesting.
But I mean, Hitler does. He was born there. Mm. So you sort of do, don't you? He's your god, after all.
Oh, no, in no way. In no way.
I mean, you sympathise with him as your god. Sympathise him, oh boy.
Oh, boy.
Do you sympathise with a god?
I don't think
Does
so
Does a god
at all.
Need sympathy?
I don't think so.
Well, mate, you're telling the story.
Okay.
So he was banned for about 45 years.
Yeah. So, yeah, so and then he kind of came back, which is sort of cool. And they usually have
I'm back, baby.
the rise of Krampus. They've usually got like rhymes or poems in them. Krampus is often featured sort of like looming menacingly over children. He's also shown as having one human foot and one cloven hoof.
Oh, what would you rather? One human foot and one cloven,
mm-hmm.
or two cloven?
You'd want two of the same.
Yeah.
Too cloven.
But, I mean, it depends. Like, a human foot's better for if you want to kick a footy around.
Or just feel like sand at the beach. Because that's nice on your
toes.
Feet, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because the hoof is one big toenail. Do you know that?
And it goes all the way around.
So weird. And they've, like, their other toes are sort of, like, weird shriveled up things inside of that or something. It's really weird what a hoof is. I don't think I want to be a part of that.
Okay.
Is chopping off my hooves an option?
Is 2 feet an option?
No.
Oh.
Never.
What about the chopping off the hooves thing? Yeah.
What, so you just have like two sort of stumps?
And then I get prosthetic feet.
Yeah. Human ones.
Yeah, this sounds like you've earned that, I reckon. So I'll give you that.
Yes.
Okay. I'll let you have that.
And can technology be around to just find our old feet and put them back where they were in the first place?
Well, I suppose someone's already taken them off and replaced them with hooves. So
yeah, so we
probably
just
reverse, got to be somewhere.
Reverse operation.
Just control Z it or something.
Maybe just never put them on, never put the hooves on. Just leave my feet alone.
Is that an option?
Is that an option?
Yeah, that was option number one. Did I skip over that?
Yeah, you did.
I do that a lot, and I've pissed off a lot of people.
So option number one is keep your feet.
Keep your feet. I've accidentally like disfigured many people's legs
by not giving them that
option. Because they chose option B, which is one of each.
Oh, Dave.
By accident.
Oh, no.
Less to reverse in the one of each scenario, at least. On the bright side, if you're looking for a silver lining, if anyone out there is sitting there looking down at their
I'm so sorry. I should have... It cut off the contract. It cut off that question.
Yeah. It's easy. It's easy to forget. It's okay.
I reckon insurance will cover it.
Yeah, it'll be right.
Podcast insurance.
We did take that out, didn't we?
Yeah.
I thought you were doing it.
Yeah, we're insured for several $1 million. If one of us goes missing, if the golden tonsils... were to disappear, we'd be rolling. We should fake our own deaths, is what I'm saying. We really should.
Stop saying that while we're recording.
Oh, is this a... Oh, no, what?
Let's talk about that in our meetings.
Is this not what we're doing? Have you been recording these private conversations?
Yeah, for a year now.
That is... Oh, no, I've said some terrible things.
Yeah, you have, about Nazis and how much you love them.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, I hope you at least edit some things out. Do you?
Yeah, anything bad that I say.
Fair enough.
So, he's Krampus is shown like not attacking, but just like being like, ugh, over some children, right?
I love how sometimes he's shown in a nice way, but yeah, still hovering.
Ooh. No, but sometimes he has sexual overtones.
What?
He's pictured pursuing women, buxom women.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And over time, the representation of Krampus in the cards has actually changed. Older versions are much more frightening, kind of menacing, while modern versions have like a cuter, more Cupid-like creature. So people kind of like him. He's like a little bit cute.
Why? Is he still serving the evil purpose?
Yeah, okay.
Is he still scaring kids? Yeah, do what I do. Be good kid, or I'll sleep with your mum. All right. Suppose I'll be good. Awesome. Probably could have just offered me a Nintendo Wii to be good.
My mum is lonely. Oh, this is tough.
Oh, no, I don't know how to... Oh,
this isn't really a threat. I don't know. You look like you earn good money.
Yeah, probably got a high-profile gig.
Mm. Yeah. I guess the bullies at school would probably leave me alone.
Yeah. All right. All right, Dad.
All right.
Welcome to the family.
You can have mum. That's awful. You guys are fucked.
Can we go play catch?
Does he have kids?
No.
He doesn't have kids.
He does now.
Yeah. Oh, man, it sounds like he's really getting out there.
That's a real sitcom too, hey? Krampus just doing his job. Like, oh, no. Instant stepdad.
But the father saw more.
She had style. She had flair. She was there. That's how she became the Krampus.
Oh, Mr. Krampus.
Now do Michael Caine as Nanny Fine.
Hello, I'm Michael Caine. Mr. Sheffield, I'm in love with you, but I won't reveal it for about 8 seasons. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
I bought it.
Pretty good. That's beautiful. You really nailed it there.
Thank you.
So more on that, on Krampus Night.
So was that December 6th? We've missed it.
Well, December 6th is St. Nicholas Day. December 5th is Krampus Night, so it's the night before.
So if you get through Krampus Night, you know you're going to get a present. But if you're dead,
yeah,
if you're in hell,
you didn't. You're not.
Then you're probably, yeah, it's a bad sign.
Yeah, if you wake up on December 6th and you're in hell, you're like, this did not go well.
This is not a good sign.
It's not so good.
Hey, I'm not giving up all hope.
I still want that Nintendo.
And kids nowadays might leave out, like, Santa sacks is what I had, or, like, stockings. Back in the day, German children would look outside their door to see if the shoe or boot they left out for the night contained either presents or a rod.
What do you mean a rod?
You were saying it was like a lump of coal. Oh, okay. Yep.
Or like just a rod, just a rod, just a rod sitting
Rod
there.
Rod Stewart.
A Rod Stewart. Or...
Rod Stewart, best of. Oh, fuck. This
Oh, that's been bad.
Oh, I've been really bad.
I've been really
that's
bad.
That's the worst sign.
But do I deserve this? The Great American Songbook, Volume 3. No!
Curse you, Krampus!
In Australia, if you leave your boot out, you got to check it the next morning to see if there's a bloody spider living in there.
That's true.
Oh, no.
People are always like, oh, my God, how do you live in Australia? There's so many things there that can kill you. But it's like, well, I live in the city. None of those things are here. But you do have to check shoes for spiders.
Yeah.
Do you? I've never done that.
But do you leave them outside?
Always. Boots. Boots got to stay outside, mate.
And you do you wear boots for, champ? Hey?
I wear them for...
All the hard work you do, eh?
All the hard yakka.
It's all about hard yakka.
I've got a pair of blunnies that I do wear from time to time when I'm getting things done.
But do they ever... You never check for spiders?
Never check for spiders.
You're an idiot.
That's very
what,
dangerous.
They're just... When does that happen? And you put your foot in there, the spider's dead.
One time.
The only thing you do is check so you don't kill the spider.
No.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
One time, I had been out on my boogie board all day and I left my wetsuit hanging on over the veranda.
Oh, this sounds going to be a harrowing story.
Next day, another beautiful summer day in Australia. And so I went
In Australia.
So I went to do some more boogie boarding. Grab my wetsuit. Huntsman.
Where?
Like on it, in it.
Had you put your legs in?
No, I hadn't put it on yet. Oh. Picked it up. Huntsman. Screamed.
I bet you never boogie boarded again.
Huntsmen, they're not bad, are they? They're just the hairy ones.
But they're big. big.
Yeah, I think they're cool.
No, yuck.
I want them all around me. Get huntsmen's around.
Anyway, can I? I don't.
But that's not boots by the same.
I know. I'm just saying, like, check your shit if you're leaving outside.
Because one time there was a huntsman on a wetsuit. You should always check your boots.
Exactly.
Yes. Do you understand morals at all? Moral of the story.
Oh,
please.
Morals of stories. Yeah. Have you got any morals?
Yeah. He doesn't.
If you've
have
got
any.
Morals, you'll check your bloody wetsuit, you'll check your shoes, and you'll shut up about it. You'll do what we all do, all right? Do you want Crumbus to come around and sort you out?
Do you?
No.
Do you?
Smart lip?
No.
No.
You'll poke you in the eye with a stick if you're lucky.
If you're lucky.
Yeah. If you're chosen.
Crumbus isn't the only menacing counterpart of St. Nicholas, by the way. Although parts of Germany celebrate Krampus, other regions have Belschnickel.
Is it similar sort of character?
Kind of. I think Belschnickel's kind of similar. France has Hans Trap, and the Netherlands has the controversial Zwarte Piet, or
yes.
Black Peter.
We
Did you talk about him?
Yeah, I remember that last year. They came together on the tugboat. From
Spain.
From Spain, yeah. From Spain to the Netherlands.
That's right, yeah. And it's a little bit controversial because people dress up in blackface. Come on, guys. Anyway, yeah. So
but
all of these...
You can hear more about that.
Yeah, by listening to last year's episode. These figures all kind of date back to pagan celebrations of December 22nd, which is the longest night of the year, that were then later adopted for Christmas. So together with the Krampus-like figures and the bishop that is St. Nicholas, they held kind of a judgment day for children.
Wow.
Where, like, the punishments for being naughty were much more severe than a lump of coal. So this is when they would, like... Because now you'd be like...
Not three lumps of coal.
No, anything. No. Take my eyes, but don't give me coal.
No more.
Don't give me something that I could warm my poor little life with.
It is funny. It's like it's a finite, precious resource.
Well, I know, but would you be that happy with it if that's what I gave you for Christmas? Because that's what I bought you for Christmas.
No,
yeah.
You can't return that. You cannot. So they will not take it back.
No, they had a no refunds policy.
Black or brown coal.
Brown.
That's no good. I don't.
Way to be ungrateful. Manufacturers started to commercialize Krampus after 1890.
Oh, can you just say what some sort of punishments they were getting?
Rather than it being... Because, like, Santa, if you're bad, you'll have a lump of coal. This was further back where the punishments were worse, so it would have been like...
Throw you off a bridge or something.
No, it would have been like... In the sack, in the basket, off to hell we go, or like death, or some of the stories are really dark. But now it's just
I'm starting to think off that this guy's not like Santa at all.
Well,
he sounds like
he's
evil. Look, those horns just did not give it away for earlier.
Yeah, yeah. After 1890, the Austrian government relinquished control over the nation's postcard production. So before that,
all right,
the
you
government
can have it.
The government controlled all of the postcards.
If you control the postcards, you control the world.
Right.
They thought that was their theory for a few years. It did not happen.
Didn't work, so they gave that up. And then the postcard industry flourished, and people would give out sort of like cards we were talking about before, but there was cards for kids which featured images of a scary Krampus frightening children, beating them, taking them away, usually in like a sack or something on his back.
It sounds like it really flourished.
Yeah, it was, well. But then in like 1903 or 1904, adult cards also began to appear, and I don't mean like X-rated, but I just mean like cards that showed that Krampus was punishing adults as well. Or they'd show him as like a silly figure carrying women away, or even as a romantic suitor.
Oh, so silly.
He's just been so silly.
He just put a woman in a basket.
He's just abducting women.
Silly Krampus.
Yeah. How silly.
What a silly boy.
Ugh.
Assaulting women. Yes?
What a silly boy.
Sounds a bit silly, is that?
Anyway. A more modern take on the tradition in Austria, Germany, Hungary, Slovenia, and the Czech Republic involves drunken men dressed as devils who take over the streets.
I don't know where this is going.
Take over the streets for Krampus laugh, which is a Krampus run, when people are chased through the streets by the devils. So in Austria and parts of Germany, people still dress up as Krampus to scare children on this Krampus night.
It feels like a horrible night to be a child.
Like they did in the 19th century. But the Krampus run, where the men get drunk and run through the streets, is obviously mainly for the adults. Like, it's less so to do with the children.
I'm picturing them with those bibs, you know, with the numbers on them. There's like a start line, run. There's a gun.
They've trained all year.
And they just leave one kid on the street and they just all chase.
They all chase the one kid.
Please.
Aww.
There's like 2,000 people.
Krampuses.
2,000 Krampus.
Krimpi.
In the US, most celebrations of Krampus are also kind of like a drunken dress-up day for adults, which ironically is actually more similar to the older type of American Christmas before the holiday became more focused on kids and presents for kids. Because apparently, according to Steven Nissenbaum, who's the author of the Pulitzer Prize-nominated book The Battle for Christmas, apparently he says, for most people before the 1800s, Christmas was not a domestic quiet holiday. It was a holiday that was characterized by boisterous revelry. It was sort of like a combination of Halloween and New Year's Eve and Mardi Gras.
Oh, I bet they fucking
got really great.
Christmas sounds so fun back then.
Yeah.
And then it became all about kids and presents and
salmon and salad. Fucked.
Well, I mean, I like
your family
this
listen
too,
by any but... chance?
Nah, that's right. Oh, I hope they will, so they'll bloody put a bloody bird in the oven. It's the least I could do.
Put a bird in the oven.
Chuck a bird in the oven. Krampus would.
Right, so Christmas used to be this big crazy party.
Christmas used to be good.
Christmas used to be fun. These early celebrations often involved...
Well, they did chase children through the streets.
Well, less so. But these early celebrations involved costumed mummers who went from door to door demanding alcohol and threatened to make trouble if they didn't get it. And like kids today do a watered down version when they go trick-or-treating on Halloween.
Give us a drink or I'll fuck up your house. Fucking British.
So yeah, now they're...
Door to door as well.
Yeah, it's like the ultimate pub crawl.
How much do you need?
You get three or four houses down. You're like, oh, probably need to lie down.
Apparently they're banging on the doors and the custom is that you ask for schnapps.
Give us some schnapps.
You're just drinking a lot of schnapps. Schnapps.
Any schnapps is probably too much schnapps.
Agreed. One time, I was just doing shots at my friend's house of butterscotch schnapps.
Cocksucking Cowboys?
No, not
is that
even.
What that is?
I think so, but
that's
something
that with
else.
Baileys. Yeah.
But this is just the schnapps because that's what we had.
And did that night end well? Would you describe it more of a Santa style night or a Krampus style night?
Probably a.
I haven't said
Santa.
The words cocksucking Cowboys in a long time. That's a weird name.
Yeah, when you said it, I also thought, I haven't heard that in a while, and
yeah, it was
crazy. Why is this?
It's a real 18-year-old out of school shot to have.
No, we were drinking Sex on the Beach at that time.
Oh, wow.
Which is just that
like,
isn't that just vodka and cranberry juice? No, sorry, no, I'm thinking Wet Pussies. Wet Pussy Shots.
Look, I've never
disgusting.
Heard.
Disgusting.
Yeah, all right.
And I've heard Wet Pussy Shot. I'm glad I put the word shot there. I'm glad I did.
I've heard a Wet Pussy.
No, I've had one. I'm going to have a shot.
How do you drink shots?
Are you shotting with a straw?
Yeah, are you sipping shots?
Oh, that's a wet pussy. Shot.
Anyway.
Please don't edit out the word shot.
That is my report on Krampus, basically.
Oh, three cheers for Krampus.
For Krampus. Krampus. Cheer. Krampus.
You started cheering him. I mean, chanting him. Krampus... It's a better name than Krampus. Let's call him Krampus.
Krampus. Krampus.
How do you spell Krampus?
Krampus. It looks like Krampus.
Is it Krampus?
No, I looked it up and people were calling it Krampus.
Really? And what was this movie that we talked about? I'd never heard of it.
It's called Krampus.
But who's in that?
Adam Scott and Toni Collette.
What, the golfer?
Yeah, the golfer Adam Scott. It's his film
and
debut.
Toni Collette, the golfer. No, is Adam Scott an actor as well?
Adam Scott from Parks and Recreation. Yeah.
Who's he playing in Parks and Rec?
Ben.
Oh, I actually do know that they share the name. I've come across
that
before.
Yeah.
He's great. I love Adam Scott. Toni Collette.
Is he in other stuff? I've only ever seen him in Parks and Rec.
What's that show about that they were like a... they organise parties. Like a catering for the party place.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, and I can't remember the name now.
Wedding Crashers.
Yeah, he's in Wedding Crashers.
Yeah, Huey's Kitchen Adventures.
Anyway.
Oh, I would love to see a photo of Krampus.
Okay.
Yes.
I can arrange that for you.
I reckon it'll be on this pod right now.
And actually, I think it should be, we should also, we'll tweet out, I think, a few, the many faces of Krampus.
Yes.
Like the sexual one.
A
the one
sexy
where,
Krampus.
The one where he's like, you know, scary. The one where he's a bit of a Cupid and everyone's like, oh, this is fun.
Yeah, cool.
Even though he's kidnapped several kids this week.
We'll find some alternatives.
Yeah, that's right.
Said that really weird. I'm sorry. Some alternatives. So yeah, that's my report. That's my Christmas-themed report.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and Merry Krampus.
Merry
Krishmish.
Krishmish.
And to all a good Krishmish.
All right, guys, before we sign off on this Christmas edition of Do Go On, there's only one thing left to do, and that is to wish a very Merry Christmas to all of you, but specifically some names that we'll read of Patreon supporters. If you support our podcast through Patreon, you can get some exclusive extras, including a brand new...
car!
No, definitely not a car.
We buy each of you a car!
Car may not exactly exist.
What kind of car do you want? We'll buy it for you.
Anything. The sky's the limit for our car.
It's a big car.
You can get free. You can get an extra episode. We'll do a shout out for you. And the Christmas cards, if you did sign up, are on their way. They're in the mail as we speak. So hopefully they'll make it to you before Christmas, maybe. But if you're overseas, we promise they're on their way.
And next year we might send them even earlier.
Yes, it's a good idea. Sorry. But they're great. They look great.
Look really great, and you're going to love them anyway.
You're going to love my toe print.
Because Christmas, like the spirit of Christmas and just like general goodwill is applicable all year round.
Yeah.
So if it doesn't arrive till January, it's like, you're welcome. Do you know what I mean?
In a lot of ways, it's good to stretch
the
beauty of Christmas out.
Absolutely. And just like goodwill and like just positive thoughts for people.
If I got a Christmas card 2 days after Christmas,
you'd set fire to it.
I would set fire to it.
You'd be furious.
And me. And the house I was in.
And the sender.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you'd invite them over so they could just do it all in one.
Yeah. But here, what if you got a new car 2 days after Christmas?
A new card.
A new card. A second Christmas card.
Anyway.
Okay.
We would like to wish a very Merry Christmas to three Patreon supporters that we are going to thank now. Matt?
I'd love to thank, if I can, and I think I can.
Please.
Because you just, I mean, in so many ways, you just asked me to.
That was your introduction.
So I'm going to do it. Here we go.
Oh,
everyone ready?
Oh, my God.
Hey, I'd really love to wish a very Merry Christmas to someone who's quite special to me.
At Krishmish.
Merry Krishmish.
Megan Ansell, I hope you get everything you ever wanted this Christmas.
What do you think Megan wants? What's number one on the list? Because you are the center of the podcast, you would know.
World peace.
No, I think that's more of a... What's his name?
Krampus.
A Krampus sort of thing.
No, Megan.
Krampus.
you guys have made a new person.
Megan Ansell's, she'd love world peace, but she doesn't believe that it's possible in the short term.
Sure.
But she's trying to be more realistic.
Sure.
And she just wants, you know, peace in her immediate surrounds.
Oh, that's
always
nice.
Like 15, 20 meters around her, no fights.
Oh, wow.
That's lovely.
Yeah, and that's what I'm going to give her.
Oh, cool.
I just remembered I'm Santa. And that is all yours, Megan.
What you're going to do is just build her, like, this bubble.
Yeah.
So she's got, like, a shield. You're giving her, like, one of those Zorb balls.
Oh, sick. That's
so
cool.
So you can just go down the shops.
No. This is you can't see it. You can't feel it. She's not Zorbing. That's for sure.
Did you just give her a voucher for Zorbing?
I haven't given her a Zorb voucher.
But that's what she really wants.
I'm giving her sort of an invisible force field. Well, I misunderstood what she did. I mean, she said when she wrote a letter in, she said, "Dear Santa, I want to go Zorbing." I'm like, I think I know where you're going with this.
Santa just takes a few liberties. Yeah. No, what you really mean there, mate.
Yeah, you've been very clear, and I will now misinterpret.
Good luck Zorbing, Megan.
Yeah, good on you.
Yeah, thanks so much, Megan. You're a bloody goddamn... bloody motherfucking legend, you bloody awesome.
You're a Zorban legend.
Merry Christmas.
Krishmish.
Krishmish.
I would also really like to wish a Merry Krishmish to somebody who, much like Cher, Adele, and
Prince,
thank you.
Beyonce.
Only needs one name.
Pink.
Britney Spears. Damn it.
Britney-Spears.
just one name. just one name, and I want to wish a really wonderful and prosperous Christmas and New Year to our dear friend, Maxwell Sheffield.
Oh!
Just Maxwell.
Just Maxwell.
Maxwell.
Maxwell. Maxwell's a great guy. I've spoken to him on the emails a couple times.
And does he just go by Maxwell?
Just Maxwell.
I like it. And
he's only Maxwell to me.
It's hard to... you really have to get in early if you're going to do that, though. I think Maxwell...
Don't you?
Like, I couldn't just be Dave. Oh, who did you see last night? Dave. Which one, mate?
The movie Dave?
The movie, the 90s movie Dave.
Where Kevin Kline somehow becomes president. Because he looks identical to
I watched
Calvin
that movie recently.
I've never seen it despite being named after that film. I'm named after that movie.
It was made after you, champ.
My parents saw the screenplay and thought it was going to be a big hit.
Yeah.
Sure. In the late 80s.
No, before that movie came out, you were actually called Kevin. And then that movie came out, they're like, change his name.
Change.
He's now Dave.
I am. I carry that name.
Kevin suits you, though.
But thank you, Maxwell.
Yeah, thank you, Maxwell. And Merry Christmas.
Hey, before we go on to Dave's, I just, you know how we always mispronounce people's names?
Yep.
A little while ago, we were calling someone Piet.
Mm.
I found out that it's Pete.
But not through fault of us.
Yeah, well, it's through fault. Well, I mean, we mispronounced the name.
Well,
whose fault's that?
I think it may have been misspelled.
No, that's how it's spelled.
You can't spell Pete, P-I-E-T.
You can, and she has. Her parents like the name. Actually, the story is that her dad's favourite uncle's name was Pete, and he decided he was calling her, or the kid, Pete, boy or girl.
No matter what.
Turned out to be a girl, so they found a Pete that was...
Oh, that's quite nice.
And that they found it was like a poet. Look, I'm misremembering the story I read the other day, but... Very good story.
Well, my little nickname for Pete is actually Piet, so
I think
really,
that's cute.
I was really quite a nice tribute to one of my favourite listeners, Piet, aka Pete.
Yeah, cool. Great. Saved
love
it.
You, love you, Pete.
Saved it.
Did I save that?
Yep. Nailed it.
Well, and, well, I'm going to extend the thank yous to a third one.
That's interesting.
As we always do.
Wow.
And wish a very Merry Christmas to a great listener, and I hope he's going to have himself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out of sight.
He's going to do this.
So have yourself a merry little Christmas. Krishmish. No. And that is John Titus.
Thank you, John.
Titus. John Titus.
Didn't John gave us a topic one week, I reckon.
Yeah, I reckon he might have.
I like John.
I like John.
I like the cut of John's jib.
Me too.
Yeah, me too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, John.
And to the whole Titus clan.
I bet it's Titus, knowing us.
I know, it's Titus.
And it's Jahan. Jahan Titus.
Oh.
Knowing our luck.
Maxwell's the X is silent. Marwell.
Marwell.
Thank you, Marwell.
What are you giving John for Christmas, Dave?
What am I giving him?
Herpes.
Oh, Dave, no. Dave, can your gift him be to not give him a present this time around? You filthy fella!
I would be handling the postcards that we're sending with gloves because tinea could be contracted from my toe print.
Oh, and
is
you
that
know
true?
What?
No, that's not true at all. I've got immaculate feet. I'm going to be tweeting out photos to prove how nice they are. Don't you worry. John Titus is with me. You with me, John?
So defensive. No.
Yeah.
I've got immaculate feet.
If any part of my body could be a model, it's my feet.
Wow.
I could be a foot model.
Wow.
I could be a foot model.
My hands
are... Is that a thing? If anyone out there knows...
What could I be?
Or is some sort of foot model manager for the stars. Please get in contact. Maybe it's you, John Titus.
Maybe ears. Maybe I could be an ear model. I mean, I've got headphones on right now. You can't see them, but
no,
trust me.
No, I'm nodding away.
I mean,
models, full body models, they wear clothes. That's how they sell on the clothes, right?
Mm.
So if you're an ear model, you're probably...
Earrings. And I have my ears pierced.
Or massive headphones. But I mean, you could have no ears under there. I'd be none the wiser.
You've seen me before. I've got ears.
I thought those headphones...
Have I?
Have I seen your ears? I do always have my hair out. You don't know. Maybe I don't have ears. Maybe I'm like a bird and there's just like a whole flap there.
Oh,
whole flap. A whole flap, not part of a flap.
Well, I'm like a butterfly flap. And I taste with my feet.
Ew.
And that tastes good. It tastes good.
Oh my God.
I feel like I say this every week, but this has been a weird episode.
Yeah, it's been really loose and I'm sorry.
But guys, in all seriousness, I think we should sign off by saying we wish you all a very happy holiday period. Merry Christmas, wherever you are.
Mm.
Mm. Thank you so much for listening for another year. But book, we will have another one in for this year, for the year, because it comes out on the Wednesday. So yeah, this is the second last episode of the year.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
And it's a little favour to me, because I'm going to be eating my Christmas shitty salmon, my shitty salad. If you could tweet us a photo of yourself on Christmas with your food or your presents or whatever, that would be really cool wherever you are in the world.
And actually, you better tweet your shitty salmon too.
Oh, I will.
Especially if there's peas and gravy people out there. I just want us to all get together as a community of pea and gravy guys.
Yep.
And gals.
Guys and gals.
Don't think I'm ruling anyone out based on some sort of old school gender line. I'm not.
I want to see your Christmas lunch.
Yeah, what have you got?
I want to see it. Or dinner, or brunch, whatever you do with your family.
Breakfast?
I don't know.
All right.
We do like dinner on Christmas Eve, just with my immediate family, and then I go to my grandma's for Christmas Day.
All right, okay. I think they've had enough.
Just going to tweet pictures of me holding like various champagne glasses. Jess gets drunk throughout the day.
Oh.
You know.
So that's a tradition, is it?
Nah, but I'm going to start one.
Nice one. Well, from all of us here at Do Go On and Krampus himself.
Wow. Krampus.
We would just like to say,
spent an hour talking about him.
Merry.
I forget his fucking name.
Merry Krish.
Merry Krish.
Merry Krish me.
Waiters.
Bye.
Tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.